music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones Radio Show. It's live on air. It's Pete Jones Radio Show. We have in the studio, just for your delights, the amazing brand new singer-songwriter they call Sam Power. Sam, how are you doing?
Hi, Pete. I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing really well. Normally, it's just the two. It would be just the two of us. So I can only apologise for the posse. Normally, we've got the four producers. They're normally behind the glass. You've met them all.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Did you get on with Simone?
She was very stuck into her golf.
She loves golf. But I, to be honest, it's whatever the big sport event is. She just rocks it with the sport. But we do have various people here from Vancouver, obviously. Yeah. We've got, I don't know who those people are. We've also got the winner, Anna from Scotland. So does it feel a little bit like an open mic?
Yes, there's a bit of a crowd today.
There is a bit of crowd, but you are riding that wave with gusto, my friend, with gusto.
We'll see.
Well, no, it's true. Now, listen, how much have you played live? Have you done open mics?
No, I've done throughout my time at school.
Yeah.
I did a lot of live performance through different bands of my own and things. I've done, never done a open mic, actually.
So this is kind of a baptism of fire, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
And when you say even in that sentence, you were saying with bands I was in, so that sounds like with other musicians. Did you ever do stuff on your own?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've always done stuff on my own. And the band's more of a vehicle to be able to play with people.
It's a treat. It's a joy.
Exactly,
is a joy to have. What? Because you sent us tracks in probably October, November, I reckon. Was that about right? And we played at least two of them, and they're just so good.
Thank you.
And I know that you've done everything. I mean, literally, obviously, written them, sung them, performed them. But you've done all the studio stuff. Is that something? I mean, out of all those things, out of the playing, the writing, and the production, which bit really appeals to you? Is it just all three?
I think it's what headspace I'm in. That's why I like to do all of them.
Yeah.
One day I'll sit down and feel like just playing an acoustic guitar and writing a song, and then other days I'm wanting to do something very technical on the computer. So I think being able to do all of them allows me to, or not, but, you know, being able to do every aspect of it to some level lets me jump around a bit, because I get a bit bogged down with certain aspects of it, but it means that I never get too stuck.
And have you had experience in a studio? Have you seen how they actually do it?
Yeah, I have. I've visited a few, quite a few.
In Brighton or?
No, I mean around the country at different universities, and then over in the US.
Have you? Sounds good.
This lovely studio from the guy that produced some of Bon Iver's For Emma Forever Ago.
I love
Bon
Iver.
Which is a lovely album.
It's so good. Yeah. That's so good.
And he's a lovely guy.
So you've been to the studio where that was...
I have, and met the guy.
So cool.
We were talking for a little while. It was a lovely experience.
And did you see how he worked as well, or did you just get to chat?
It was more of a chat, but we spoke a little bit on his process, and I saw, of course, the technical side of things.
And did you pick up stuff?
Pick up stuff, not as much on that day. Well, some, but you know,
it's just being in that space,
exactly,
though, isn't it?
It's
so
unique,
cool.
Yeah.
So unique, exactly. And I mean, a bit like here.
Exactly.
I mean, the hallowed. I mean, you know, so many big names haven't played here, but other people have, and that's the way we like it. That's the way we roll, you know. So you're up on the live line. By the way, apologies for the technicians that were fiddling around and all that stuff with the black and the keys and the wires everywhere. But just to get the sound, really, that's why we did it. I mean, you know, I don't know, they're glorified roadies, but they are worth their weight, and that is the point. I know when you sent in tracks, you were saying that you had done the whole thing yourself.
Yes.
What's your starting point? I mean, when you're writing a song, are you a lyrics guy? Are you
no? So I'll generally speaking, I'll come up with a It's usually a guitar part, because it's the first thing I started learning a long while ago. Well, for me, I'm young, but you know.
I didn't want to go there. Don't do that thing. Time is not a thing, all right?
But yeah, no, I'll start with a guitar part, and then very rarely the lyrics will come with that.
Yeah.
And then, but more often I'll leave it for a few days and come back and write a lyric here or there. And sometimes, you know, leave it for a few months, depending on what happens. And then I'll start to put that into recording. And I like to just get everything out as fast as possible with no particular accuracy. And then I'll go back in. So I get an idea for the track as a whole, and I can start coming up with ideas. And then, I re-record.
Yeah. Are you a kind of notes on your phone kind of guy?
Yeah, loads and loads. Voice notes and actual notes.
And is it like a 3 a.m.? Oh my God, that's so good. I've got to write it down.
They're all at 4 a.m. And if you would listen to them, they're horrendous. But then
it's when the muse is ready to bite you at your nose, right? Nipping at your nose. You've got to get it out, man.
I like to think they turn into something a little more listenable than that.
Yeah, but that's where you can't forget them. If you wait until 7 a.m., it'll all be gone. Mm-hmm. Listen, you got your guitar there, you got your amp on. I know you've been playing solidly for the last 3 days and you've got no fingers left. But it would be lovely to hear what you got. What are you going to play for us?
Well, this song is called Won't You Wait.
Won't You Wait. Folks, we got Sam Power in the studio, ready to play for you live. Sam, take it away.
Thank you. Silencing ideas, words spread like wildfire, burning through a field, exposing all the bumps and secrets the grass had concealed. Won't you wait for the truth to be told? You're running away before the story can unfold. I won't wait for the day where the line between lies and truth fades away. At this time, peace on earth is ready to unfurl. Lies and miscommunication is what plagues the world. Won't you wait for the truth to be told? You're running away before the story can unfold. Yeah, I will wait till the day where the line between lies and truth fades away. Oh, what a feeling to be sitting here with you. Oh, you're healing in a world forever blue. Oh, what a feeling to say, won't you wait for me? For the wait all the time, you're running away from me. Before the story can be mine, yeah, I will wait until the day where the lines between lies and truth fades away.
Yes, brilliant. Oh, my days. I mean, seriously? That's gorgeous.
Thank you.
We got Sam Power here playing live. That was a track called Won't You Wait. I'm not even sure we had that track. Am I right? That's a newie.
That's a world exclusive.
Thank you so much. That's such a great track. Tell me, you talked about Bon Iver and the studio and another thing. Who kind of rocks your boat? I mean, is it very eclectic, the music that goes in and out of the Sam Power ears?
I would say that's a good description.
Yeah.
I think my sound is definitely still evolving, and I'm trying to find where I sit within that. And I think that because of that, I've definitely not closed off any styles. And
Never do that. But what about these tracks? Not even that these tracks have been inspired directly by anything. But what kind of do you draw inspiration from, and what kind of what do you love?
I mean, I don't know that track's the best example, but at the moment I've really been loving the kind of indie rock side of things with, Paolo Nutini and stuff of that. But then also the Backseat Lovers I really like, and me and my friend Jason always have listened to them, and we do love them.
Big shout out to Jason. Come on, man. Have you ever co-written with anyone?
Yes, yeah. So at the moment I'm working with a couple artists, but my friend Tom is the one that for the last few years I've been writing different bits with, mostly for fun, but we're working on a weird kind of Irish folk track at the moment, keeping it interesting.
Yeah, well, rocking it up, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Going Celtic on there. Lovely message in from Dougie listening, saying, well done, Sam. Great sounding. Absolutely great sounding. Anyone else out there, do message in 07909-547-336. So listen, Sam, what have you got in your mind? What would you love to do by the end of 26 musically, which is only, about 8 months away? But, where are you heading? That's the thing. I mean, now you've done this, which is a big deal, by the way. Don't underwrite this. Would you like to sort of gate crash some open mics and, see what you've got?
Yeah, I mean, I've just finished. So I left college and then I did school in music production, higher level kind of sound mixing. So I've come out of that, and I would love to continue to progress those skills. I want to write more music, and my main goal, I would say, is to finish more music. I've got, I think it's 13 tracks that the process I was describing a moment ago, simultaneously doing
They're all doing this.
But then in terms of tracks that I've written and aren't recorded that I want to record, there's, 40, 50 plus. we've got a lot to
do. Yeah, but that's great. I mean, Springsteen had about 90 tracks for, a 12-track album. You know, famously, it was always... And Dylan, too, they're always ditching stuff. So it's you're in good company. Lovely message in from Helen listening, saying, go, Sam, go, Pete. We're going. Where should we go? Let's go, baby. Let's come on. Thank you for your lovely messages. It says here, is that for me to read? I think maybe the studio sent visitor. Ah, yes, right. We just had a message in saying that the name of the studio in North Carolina, it was a Nick Peterson's studio who mastered the Bon Iver's first album. Before he went more experimental. Well, great company, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about the band, exploring the band? Because it's quite fun. And like you said, you and your mate, writing stuff together and performing together. It's kind of nice to be on the stage, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
not necessarily on your own, but...
No, I do love it. In terms of live performance, almost everything I've done has been in a band or a group setting.
Okay,
So... I'd love to try out the kind of solo on stage, see how it compares, but I can't imagine it's as fun.
I think you've got to do
a little more exposure.
You know, there's a load of open mics in the city, don't you?
I do.
I think we just need to get, crack on. Take that amp, take that guitar with you, take those sore fingers and go knocking on doors, because this is great. Lovely message in from the FMJ. Hang on, is that the future, Mrs. Jones? I think it might be. Sam is sounding amazing. Yes, we know, absolutely. Sam, have you got another track you'd like to play for us? What have you got lined up?
This is called That Much.
That Much. Folks, Sam Power playing for you. You are privileged. Enjoy. Thank you.
down. Up in the sky or on the ground, you spend your life sat on a cloud. Watching all the rain come down, and you think I care, think I care. You think I care that my heart's from over it. You think I care that my heart's so. Wait till you find the road ahead. You to nowhere except your death. Wave at the passing sights you'll see, and you think I care, think I care. You think I care that my heart's from over it, over it. You think I care that my heart. Find you in another life just to watch you die twice. You think I care, and you think I care that my heart. You think I care, think I care. You think I care, you think I care, think I care. You think I care. Think I care, think I care.
Oh, come on! What? What the heck is going on in here, man? This is seriously good. Lovely message in, by the way. You mentioned Tom earlier. Says, hey, Pete, Tom here, the fella that Sam mentioned a moment ago. I can confirm Sam is one of the most talented, driven and inspirational people. You've got to hear this. I've ever met. It's such an honour that he lets me and my amateur skills into his studio to make some songs. We love Sam Power and we can't wait to see what his future holds. Well, that is the loveliest of messages. Thank you very, very much. Do send in 07909 547336. Lovely message in from Jeanette and Mina too, saying wonderful song and great performance, Sam. You see, they're out there. They are out there. This is why we got to get you. We got to get you on that stage. And, you know, there's just so much fun to be had. What do you reckon? So you said you've got, what was it, about 12 or 13, that you've honed it down to about 12 or 13 tracks.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Is an album still a relevant thing?
Yeah, I think there's more of an EP culture, but
Yeah.
I'd like to see albums come back. I like albums. They're nice.
Well, I mean, this is music to my ears. I love you for it. But I know it's a tough old thing, isn't it, really? The whole tracks, what to do with it, the releases, the streaming, the Spotify.
Yeah.
What have you done with your tracks so far?
My tracks, little to none, to be honest.
Have you made a video?
A music video?
Yeah, for your tracks.
No.
That's got to be a thing, right?
Yeah, no, my priority at the moment's getting, I've started my socials and getting a following on there.
So let us know what they are now.
Oh,
how do people find you?
It's just on Instagram at the moment, yeah. Sam Power Music.
So at Sam Power Music, if you're listening now, dig out your Instagram, follow at Sam Power Music, and you can find it. So let's just see the numbers go up. You started with none when we went on air. You've now got 50 followers. No way! What is the power of radio, man? So that is Sam Power Music. It says Sam Power _ Music.
Sam Power Music was taken. That's fine.
So Sam Power _ Music. Let's get the right Sam Power. I mean, you know.
If you look it up, that's the first one that will come up.
All right. I'm just checking. Like, I know so much stuff about socials. So that's a groovy thing. Yeah. And where are you at? How far along the line are you to getting this album out?
Yeah, I'm I mean, as I said, I went to school for a bit for music, so I'm looking to re-record what I had done, hopefully.
Yeah.
The one bit I had finished, redo that, so that's great. But no, I think in most of the cases, I've gotten them up to that rough recording stage, the kind of the song's fleshed out, I know the lyrics, I know what every part's playing, and now I'm just, I need to go back in one by one and start.
But you literally are doing the whole thing. Have you got? Yeah. Is there a sounding board, or is there a sort of an independent, neutral ear that you're going to run these past? Because you, I mean, you must have heard them so much now.
Yeah, I mean,
and being your own critic or being your own producer, if you like, that is a role of a producer. So it's a tough gig.
Well, you've been very helpful with it, but
yes, but you know.
But yeah, no, my family. On kind of the close family and then the extended family have been very helpful with that. My friends have been amazing with that, just giving me advice
to get
and support.
That message from a mate.
I mean, that
you guys,
really,
seriously, I'm stoked
actually.
By that, and it's not even about me, I mean, it's about you. So that's a lovely thing. That is a really nice message. So that you got a good circle of mates by the sound of it.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for them.
A supportive crowd. Yes. That's what you want. Listen, you're going to go out with one more track.
Yes.
What's it going to be?
It's going to be crazy.
Crazy. It is going to be crazy. if you want to come back in, by the way, tail end of the year, once the album is done and you've got other tracks done, it will bring a mate along and play with. Honestly, the door literally is open. I know it's the open market, but this is the open studio. Mics are always
Sounds
yours,
great.
Please. But in the meantime, you're going to play crazy. Folks, we got Sam Power here. Do message any messages you want Sam to hear. Text us 07909 547336. Sam, take it away.
Town, I saw the fountain upside down. I saw a river that flowed into the sky, so I swam down. I saw you standing on a boat. I asked you, does it float? Told me to go back to bed. You called me crazy. I said, well, I may be crazy, but how can you blame me? Oh, when I look at you, anytime I look at you, it drives me crazy. Oh, how you amaze me. Tell me, do I drive? Tell me, do I drive you crazy too? Two. I met a girl who sang the blues. She held a daisy and a bottle of milk. I asked if I could have a sip. She said, just take all of it. Crazy, but how can you blame me? Oh, when I look at you, anytime I look at you, it drives me crazy. Oh, how you amaze me. Tell me, do I drive? Tell me, do I drive you crazy too? Do I drive you crazy too? Take up my mind, there's no room left inside. It's only you I see when I close my eyes. So if I'm crazy,
maybe I wanna be crazy when I look at you. Anytime I look at you, it drives me crazy. Oh, how you amaze me. Tell me, do I drive? Tell me, do I drive you crazy? I may be crazy, but how can you blame me when I look at you? Anytime I look at you, it drives me crazy. Oh, how you amaze me. Tell me, do I drive? Tell me, do I drive you crazy too?
Yes, my friend. Oh my days. Are you kidding? That is awesome. We've got the support to die for. Also, apparently, according to Tom, and you know who I mean, he says all my homies love crazy. Well, you know, you're just sounding a little bit crazy yourself, Tom. Listen, Sam, thank you so, so much. You have entertained to boot. You have been brilliant. Please keep on rocking and let us know when you get anything new out. We will plug it. And you know, why don't we take that up? Come in, back in the autumn. We would love to have you. Thank you so much, Mr. Sam
Thank
Power.
You.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.